The American Civil Liberties Union of Alaska is joining the Yupik fishermen trials. The group has filed a friend of the court brief in support of the fishermen's right to fish as part of their religious practice. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning Barnes reports.
The case includes 21 Yupik subsistence fishermen who were cited last summer for fishing illegally in the Kuskokwim River. The prosecution maintains that the fishermen were using king nets when the river was closed to nets that size. Subsistence fishing was being restricted to ensure more king salmon made it to the tributaries to spawn. However, the defense, the pro bono firm Northern Justice Project, is arguing that those restrictions go against the fishermen's First Amendment rights. Attorney James Davis Jr. says the case goes to the core of the Alaska Constitution. Alaska's ACLU agrees. Jeffrey Mittman is the group's executive director.
It's important that the state and the courts recognize that fishing is a significant religious aspect to the way of life of these Alaska Native communities.
Three fishermen were already found guilty in court in October. Back then, the defense argued that the fishermen didn't know what was and wasn't legal because the regulations were changing frequently. The three fishermen were fined $250 each. Since then, the defense has pursued First Amendment rights. On Monday, they filed a brief with the court that focuses on the fishermen's religious rights and their spiritual connection to the fish. The document states that if Yupik people do not fish for king salmon, the king salmon's spirit will be offended and it will not return to the river. It says that the king salmon play an even more unique role in the Yupik spiritual life than do other animals because it is the first fresh meat after a long winter. ACLU's Mittman says restricting fishermen from fishing for king salmon goes against their fundamental right to freedom of religion and freedom to practice their religious beliefs.
Unfortunately, currently in the state of Alaska, there is no mechanism for the state in making determinations of resource allocation to take in consideration these religious needs.
The defense's new brief suggests that the state should limit non-Yupik fishermen in the region before restricting Yupik fishermen. It says that the state has been limiting Yupik subsistence fishermen, but never sought to limit just the non-Yupik, particularly the thousands who were living in Bethel. It says that the non-Yupik are able to catch as many kings as they want without having spiritual or religious connections to the fish. Davis says if they prevail, the case could lead to major changes on the state level, looking at allocating resources by people and not geography.
We'll require the state to sit down with tribes like Yupik tribes and say, how can we try to accommodate your cultural, spiritual need and at the same time protect a resource, whether it's moose or king salmon?
The new brief also mentions the state's lack of attention to the bycatch wasted in the pollock trawl fleet. It says for years, the pollock fleet has caught and wasted tens of thousands of king salmon, many of which are headed to the Kuskokwim River. It says instead of ending this practice, the state has supported the fleet's request for high bycatch limits. It says the state could sue or take action against the fishery or the federal government and demand protection of the rights of Yupik people. The trial of the 21 remaining fishermen is scheduled to happen on April 15th at the Bethel Courthouse. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.